This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Holidays, my friends. I hope you're having a wonderful time enjoying this magical time of year. Whatever your plans are, I'm grateful you joined us today for a holiday edition of the Janice Dean podcast. Back by popular demand, it's my Fox and Friends sisters, Carly and Ainsley, celebrating the most wonderful time of the year. So let's jump right in and find out what their Christmas plans are, their favorite memories, and recipes of the season. Please welcome Ainsley Earhart and Carly Shimkus to the Janice Dean podcast. All right, ladies, it's Carly and Ainsley back for a very festive podcast. We are taping this before Christmas Day, and as much as we love each other, we have to be honest with our audience and say that we are not here in the studios on Christmas Day.
But we have the Christmas spirit in us already. Hi,
guys.
And
we're with each other in heart.
That's right.
Yes. Absolutely.
And we're all moms. This is a special time. I wanted to ask you, Carly, when you think about Christmas growing up with your parents, your family, where you grew up, what is a moment that stands out?
When I was little?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So many things just came to my mind. But for us, we usually went to a Christmas Eve Mass. So we didn't do Christmas Day. We went to Christmas Eve Mass.
Something so special about that the night before.
It is.
Candlelight.
Honestly,
candlelight
it's
mass.
Beautiful.
It is.
Yes.
You get chills.
Yeah. Actually, when I was in high school, our church did a really good job of our youth group was a big deal in our high school, which I loved. Like,
yeah,
there were a lot of kids. A lot of my friends were in my church youth group,
yep,
too. It was almost kind of a cool thing to do, which is fantastic.
Same with me.
Yeah. And we would do a play.
Aww.
During the mass. This was when I was in high school. And I remember one year I was Mary.
Wow.
And there was a live baby.
A live baby?
A real live baby Jesus.
So
I don't know
learning back
I don't
then.
Know whose mom just handed me their baby when I was 17.
And I was the baby.
Perfect.
Oh,
slept the
wow.
whole time.
Aww.
And I was there.
Well,
that
is
was
midnight.
Back in the day when moms like have
we're just
five
like,
kids. They're like,
right,
just someone.
You're doing
yeah.
me
you
a favor.
A
no seatbelt, smoking in the
yep.
car.
Right. And I rode a live donkey down
what?
The church
Holy
pew.
Moly, that's insane.
How did they get this donkey?
I
that
don't
so
Had
funny.
You ever ridden a donkey before?
No.
How was the donkey?
He was great. A 10 out of 10. If he was an Uber, I'd give him 5 stars.
Holy
Do y'all remember
moly.
The movie Four Christmases? I just watched it two nights
Who's
ago.
Who's in that? Is it Vince
Reese
Vaughn?
Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Their parents were both divorced, so
okay.
they have four families to visit. And his mom starts dating the pastor of like a non-denominational
right.
church with
yeah.
screaming and clapping and everyone waving their hands
uh-huh.
and loud. And Mary and Joseph are sick, so they make Vince Vaughn.
Oh.
See, Joseph and
from
Reese
Swingers.
Witherspoon is Mary, and
that's
she's
funny.
Nervous wreck, and she has to hold the real baby.
I've never seen that
You've
movie.
Got to go. I'm cackling.
Is it funny?
Oh my word,
oh,
Janice!
Wow.
With your personality, you would love it.
Really?
They go visit his parents, his dad.
Okay.
His mom is dating one of his high school best friends, and they're all over each other. And he's like, "Cut it out! Like you're my best friend."
Oh wow!
And his best friend starts acting like he's his stepdad, like. Oh, you're just going to have to, you know, he's like disciplining him.
Oh, wow.
Christmas is,
okay, I've never
heard of that
one.
And then he goes to his dad's house, and his dad is like what we call in South Carolina, like redneck,
yep.
like country.
Yep.
Middle. And he tries to install a satellite dish as his present, and the dad's like furious. And anyway, it is, you have not seen it?
I have not seen this.
Have
it
you seen
so
Fred
funny.
Claus? Because I was just talking to Ainsley, Lawrence,
Fred
and
Claus. Is
Lawrence
that,
and
who
Brian.
Is that?
Brian brought up Fred Claus. Vince Vaughn also, right?
Really?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, you like Fred Claus? He looked at me like I said,
who's the one that
I don't
did
know where
Bad
he works.
Santa?
Was that Vince Vaughn too?
No, it was Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
he
yeah.
was like scary in
he was
that,
scary,
right?
Bad,
yeah.
I've never seen
bad Santa.
Any of these movies.
I really haven't either. I like Elf. I enjoy
love
Elf.
And
my
A Christmas
kids
Story
it.
Is my A number one.
Yep. Okay, so yeah, tell me.
Oh, well, actually, that's my memory is, well, because it's on TBS 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So it was a big deal when I was growing up that we would watch. It would always be on in the background. And this is, gosh, this is like veering into like weird territory.
Okay,
I
love it. You just told us about a donkey.
Yeah, I know. That's true. But clementines, like oranges, were a big tradition for my
family.
Yeah,
in the stocking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so that is, I told Todd, and he was like, that's so strange.
No, it's not. No. We had clementines,
so we would always eat like a big bowl. We have a big bowl of clementines, and we'd eat them and watch A Christmas Story.
You just fruit?
Yeah, but it was like, I don't know. They were like,
but
yummy.
I get it. Yeah, they are yummy this time of year.
I think it's a tradition.
It's
is
a
it
thing.
A Swedish thing?
I think
or
maybe
is
it's
it
British.
British.
In Canada,
British.
Yes, it's British. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We actually had, I remember in Canada, one of the things we would get in the stockings is orange chocolate.
Like, oh, I love
orange chocolate. Yes. And it is from the UK. And I remember, and they come in the little slices.
Yeah, that's
so good.
Ooh, I've got to add some of those to our stockings.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I'm sure they're around. There's a couple of
the
Irish stores
has good orange chocolate.
The Fresh Market always sold stuff like that.
Yep. Ainsley, what do you think about when you think about Christmas growing up?
I think the same. I think of the candlelight service the night before, and I always remember my sister, who we call the queen, would never wake up, and my brother and I were like jumping on her bed, get up. Santa Claus is downstairs, and we can't go down unless you're with us. It took forever to get my mom out of bed. She had to go down and make her coffee.
Christmas morning?
Brush her teeth, make her coffee. Dad had to set up the VHS big camera in the corner, and that took forever, and my brother and I are like sitting at the top of the staircase, like, Please, hurry. And we would wake up like every hour.
Yeah.
We'd wake up every hour and mom and dad would say, go back for a little bit longer. And you couldn't.
Yeah.
You
know, I
know. Next door neighbors,
so exciting.
Yeah.
When I was really little, our next door neighbors, we would, our bedrooms faced each other. So we would knock on the door and say, are you up? Are you up? Call us. Come over when you get your Christmas.
Wait,
you
know, your next door neighbor? You could see them? Oh,
yeah,
that's so
we had a one-story ranch house in Spartanburg. We lived there till I was in second grade. And our next door neighbor, March, Lowry, David, and Brad, their bedrooms faced ours. So we would always like put signs up in the
windows.
That's
adorable.
It was great.
Did you have crushes on them at all?
You know what? I was too young. I was second grade. I didn't like boys then.
Yeah.
But they were cute though. David was younger. Brad was older. And March was about my age.
That's Do you keep in touch with them?
I do. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Judy just got married. She lost her husband. Richard died. And then she married a new guy now. And she's very happy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice to still have those relationships that you had when you were growing up.
What do you think of when you think of Christmas?
Well, when I was, you know, probably... Oh, 5, 6, or 7 years old, we would make the trip from Ottawa, which is where I grew up, to Scarborough, Ontario, which is outside of Toronto, where I was born, to visit my mom's mom. And all the cousins and my aunts and uncles would be there. So I remember that. And I just remember the road trip because it was so long. It was like 5 or 6 hours in the car. But once we got there, it was wonderful. And looking back, I realize how special that was because my grandmother wasn't with us for a long time. But I do remember just those wonderful memories of being there and my mom having her mom and hearing stories about her growing up because my mom grew up in Newfoundland. She lost her dad when she was very young and actually had to help raise her 5 siblings along with her mom. And so, but they were happy. You know, they had a lot of obstacles in their life. And, you know, when I think of the things that I've been through, it's nothing compared to what my mom had to go through when she was younger. So, you know, that's really special. And my mom is coming to see us this Christmas. We were actually supposed to go to Canada, but here's something you will learn, you know, as your son gets older and Hayden gets older, sports takes over.
Oh, yeah.
So we were supposed to go to Canada for over a week to see my mom. And Matthew is into wrestling and he loves it, like loves it, which is so wonderful because he hasn't really found a sport that he really, you know, you just thinks it's awesome. He loves to wrestle. And we look at the wrestling chart and it basically says, you have to schedule every vacation around this wrestling schedule.
Wow.
And Christmas is part of it. Like
so
they're still
wrestling
doing
as a winter sport, would you say?
Yeah.
That's when the season
So they're
is?
Still doing matches and, you know, lead up to these matches almost up to Christmas and then afterwards. So I was panicked because we were going to make this big trip. I called my mom. I said, listen, mom, he really likes wrestling. And she was like, that's okay. I'll come see you. So it worked out well. And so she's gonna come for a couple weeks.
Good.
But I will say that you have to realize that your kids, sporting events
become
really
your
do
life
dictate.
Yeah.
How when's his last match?
Like Christmas 2 days before Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, we were going to go to Canada, I think, on the 21st.
When does that start? What grade?
Like, well, he's in high school now, so freshman. And I would say if they're into sports earlier than that, travel teams, hockey, all that. But my kids never really got into their sporting events until now. My youngest, Theodore, just rediscovered swimming. They were both amazing swimmers when they were younger, because that was one of the things as a mom I decided is my kids need to know how to swim right away.
Right.
Right? Because you hear these terrible stories, about kids near a pool or at
the beach.
When you
say right away, how old?
Oh my gosh, right away. Like they were babies, basically.
Oh, they
did like safety swim.
Okay, yep. Interesting.
And they went through the whole thing, and then they got their little trophies. And I was like, you guys are swimmers. You are going to be swimmers. And they're like, nah, we're done. But then, a couple of months ago, Theodore's buddy, Johnny, they were at like a block party. And Johnny's like, hey, Theodore, we need some more people on our swim team. You want to come and just like hang out? And Theodore's like, yeah, sounds awesome. Okay. So we're like, oh, we take him to the swimming. He's like one of the best swimmers on the team now. He's only been doing it for like 6 weeks.
Awesome.
And it makes me so happy, because it took both of them a while to find something that they love. And we'll be back with more of the Janice Dean podcast right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I remember as a kid, sorry, I'm like talking about it, like all of this is like coming back to me. My mom enrolled me in every sport, and because there were so many, I decided to do none of them, right? And it was sort of like something I learned from growing up, is I wanted to give them the choice. Like, okay, do you want to try baseball? Tried baseball. You want to try football? You try football. But they sort of organically found these sports. Mm-hmm. You know, one of Matthew's teachers said to him, I help with the wrestling team, and I think you'd be really good. And Matthew's like, wrestling? Ah, I don't know about wrestling. And he went out and he really enjoys it. He really loves
it. That's fantastic.
So my point is when they get older, you're going to start to realize that you are,
trips to Canada.
Well, yeah. Not necessarily. I mean, we'll go in the summer. We'll spend a good amount of time in the summertime. But I think
nice,
my mom
though,
loves to come to New York,
isn't
too.
Isn't it kind of nice now? You don't have to travel. You don't have to pack off.
I am relieved.
Which is hard for a family of four.
Yes, and a dog.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Lola does not like to travel. So it is a big relief. So what are you doing? This is your first Christmas with Brock.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, I'll be working. Which I am so great, happy to do.
I'm sorry.
No!
I'm like, maybe I should come back.
Stop, Ainsley.
Get out of here. Take that thought out of your mind. I am more than happy to. And working, honestly, on Christmas is fun. The show is so much fun.
Right.
I didn't mean to say it at all like that. Like, I'm honored. I'm happy to. I truly, truly am.
But it's over at 9, so you can go home.
Yes, absolutely. And my family is amazing, and they really cater to my schedule.
Good.
So everybody comes to New York City.
That's awesome.
It is wonderful, because I don't have to think about packing or anything like
that.
Yeah. So I made some reservations. I already made them. I cannot believe I found restaurants when I did, because I did it yesterday.
So you're going to do Christmas at a restaurant?
Yeah.
I've done
that a couple years in a row.
That is so brilliant.
It's fun, to do it at a beautiful restaurant in New York City. There is something magical about that.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. And Brock is definitely at the age where he's like way more into the boxes and the wrapping paper. And but it'll be fun. We did our first Christmas activity with him a couple weeks ago. We took him to Bryant Park, there's like the ice skating rink and there's all the shops
the Christmas shop.
Like that. Mm-hmm. And he's becoming a big boy, like real fast. And we have this stroller that turns into a car seat, so it's smaller. It's very popular in New York City.
Wow.
And he's big, and then we had a big winter coat on him, and he was so jammed, like just overwhelming the thing. And then he's got these big eyes and he's looking around. He's just like, this is a lot. It's just like shoved in.
He's like the marshmallow man. Yeah, so, those pictures are cute. You got pictures, didn't you? Because you'll look at those later.
I'm excited to take him to see Santa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that can be interesting.
I'm sure you have your first memories of doing that with
mostly
your kids.
Mostly crying.
Oh, but those are the ones that you kind of want to look back on because you don't want your kids to cry, but it's cute, too. It's, like, funny.
Hayden was in shock in the beginning. And then second year, I think she cried. Third year, maybe scared, a mixture of a little bit. Like, and then after that, she loved it. Yeah. Every year was different for us.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it.
Ainsley, what are you doing?
I am. So we are taking one half of the family on a vacation.
Nice.
Which is our gift to them. And then we come back from that vacation. It's in the Caribbean, so it'll be warm.
Oh, lovely.
Which is great. And then we come back and we go to South Carolina where Hayden, all my little nephews are there. Mm-hmm. So they'll come down the stairs together. Since Hayden's an only child, I love doing Santa with my
nephews. I know. I love those pictures that you take every year.
So they do their matching pajamas.
Picture perfect.
Thank you. So she loves that. She considers them her brothers. So we do Santa down there. And so Santa has to make deliveries to South Carolina.
Oh, I remember.
And he knows.
Yeah, he knows. And then that's really it. Then we'll go down to Florida for the rest of the time.
Okay.
His family.
Oh, no, you're popping. You are packing for a lot of different
things. Packing for
like
2 weeks, yeah. But I have one huge suitcase that looks like a coffin and everything fits. It's heavy. It is very heavy.
How did you find that thing?
Oh, I'll give you the website.
What if she was like, oh, no, it's an actual coffin.
I know. I travel with
my coffin. Even heavier.
Okay, can I say this? When we went to the Patriot Awards, I was so impressed with Carly that this has to be said right now. So at the Patriot Awards, we had a lot of wardrobe changes, and obviously we had these fancy outfits that we wore the night of the Patriot Awards, and I brought a humongous suitcase filled to the brim, busting out of the seams, and Carly brings a carry-on. And I am astonished. Astonished still to this day, I will tell this story until I'm 90 years old, that Carly brings a carry-on.
Did you bring a carry-on or what'd you do?
I brought one I could take on the plane.
See?
What? Yeah.
Because we knew what we were wearing before. All I needed was Lululemons to wear on the plane and whatever, or a little jumpsuit.
Several days of outfits.
We had one dress, fancy dress, and then we had two Fox and Friends shows.
And then you know what I said? I'm just going to wear. I just packed. I think I did what Ainsley did. I just thought about every single event and I packed one thing for that.
Yeah, me too.
Unbelievable.
What did you pack?
Way too much. Way too much. Because we were doing, you know, we did a couple of shoots.
Oh, yeah, y'all had the cowboy
hat. I was worried that I was going to be cold outside because I did weather outside.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to bring some sweaters and then like some boots. And it was insane.
Oh, that makes sense.
Well, it was dumb, obviously, because look at you girls.
Wait, can I tell you something about the suitcase on the way back?
Yes.
Yeah. Man. Last year, I left my phone on the plane.
I remember.
That became a huge thing. I was traveling with Janice and Todd.
You got to do a shout out to Todd.
Oh, Todd was amazing. I can't even remember what he did. I just remember him being
fantastic. You had to go back onto the plane to try to find your phone.
He was managing my life at that moment.
And he waited for you. I jumped in a car and I was like, I checked in with you to make sure
you were
okay.
Great. You guys were both
but you were
great.
Also pregnant. Yeah. So we were, you know, he was concerned.
He was just so sweet.
He found it? Did you find it?
Yeah, I did. But then this year, I get home and, you know, the Patriot Awards, I look forward to every single year. Mm-hmm. But you don't get a lot of sleep because the show is till 9 and then we wake up so early in the morning. So
and then
you're
we work throughout
dragging,
the day, too.
You work throughout the day. So it's just like you know that those 48 hours are going to be like no sleep, all go.
Right.
So when you get home, you're like, oh. And Brock was asleep. And I was like, the stars have aligned. I'm going to shower and pour a glass of wine. So I opened the suitcase. And the second I opened it, I was like, I grabbed the wrong bag.
No.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's a nightmare. That's something you have a nightmare about.
Yeah. What did you do?
Well, and it was a guy's bag. And I was really worried about it because I saw a CPAP machine in it. And then... So I was like, oh, no. And my dad travels a lot. And I called him. I was like, what do I do? Because also it was JFK, which is very far from where I live. And I didn't want to wake up, blah, 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 blah. So I called my husband eventually. My dad was like, I don't know why you're telling me this. You're like a 36-year-old woman.
Because I need my dad right now.
I was like, Dad, help me. So anyway, I texted my husband, who's the best. And he's like, when I get home from work, I'll go back to JFK and return the bag. I called the airport and it ended
up. Was there a name on the bag?
No.
Oh, wow.
But there was a bag tag. So they filed a missing persons report for mine. It was the exact same bag.
Holy cow.
And it ended up honestly working out like very, very well. My husband, it took him, it was like a 3-hour journey that round because it's just so far.
Yeah.
And then he took the bag back. And while he was going there, Delta called me and was like, is there a bag issue? We have your bag. And I was like, my husband is almost there. And he said, oh my gosh, it was a father and son, like older, much older dad and an older son too. And it was like the medication for the father was in the bag.
Oh, man.
And they were so sweet. They gave Pete a hug.
Aww.
They were like, they were not originally from this country. They were just like so
How did they
grateful.
Happen to be there at the same time? That
it was
he
like,
was returning it the next day.
No, it was that night.
Oh, it was that
like,
night.
We did it that night. I just wanted to make sure that
yeah.
bag was not
yeah.
in my hands.
Because
I didn't know. Like,
yeah.
what if he needs the right. machine?
Yeah, the CPAP.
So, I don't know. This is maybe a boring story. But
no.
crisis averted. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great
so
story.
So here is my
moral.
Always check the bag tag.
Check yeah. the bag tag. And also those Apple devices. The
AirPods.
AirTags.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
supposed to be a good idea.
Yeah. I don't have any of those, but.
Those would be great because if the guy's still, if he's in the city too, you could have just met in the city
I
instead
know.
Of going back out to JFK. That's why so many people put those like pink bows on their bag that some man's not going
to
grab. I need to do that
smart.
Too.
It was the exact same bag. Mm-hmm. He must have been like, wow, this sparkly jumpsuit is not my father's.
That was a beautiful, sparkly.
Oh, well, I love that
yeah.
outfit.
Oh, you guys looked beautiful, too.
Aww.
Yeah, they did. Everybody looked really nice.
And we'll be back with more of the Janice Dean podcast right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We talked about, so your folks are coming to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And so are my in-laws.
What are your favorite Christmas meals?
Well, when growing up, my mom is originally from Puerto Rico. She was born in the United States, but her parents were born in Puerto Rico, and so were her brothers, and grew up in a very Puerto Rican community, very Hispanic community. So every Christmas, she would make a special Puerto Rican meal. It was like, we would always grow up eating rice and beans, but it would be like special rice and beans. Yeah, it was like a little different with pasteles, which is like a very traditional ground, like root vegetables all meshed up with pork inside. So it was like a very traditional Puerto Rican meal that we would always have every Christmas, which I love. And then on Christmas Day, we would go to my grandma's, who's Lithuanian. Mm-hmm. And it was very traditional Lithuanian and Polish food. So,
yeah.
What is that? What is Lithuanian food?
Like,
what do they eat?
Stuffed cabbage and kielbasa, like sausage and pierogies. Huh. Yeah.
Oh, that's yummy. Mm-hmm. What do you look forward to meal wise? Is there something your mom made?
So, yeah, my mom, I remember growing up, we lived like 30 minutes from my grandparents. So all my cousins would meet at my grandparents after we did Santa in our own respective homes. And every time we walked in, my grandfather was watching, I don't know, whatever he's watching, football or golf or something in the den with his fire with a scotch.
Oh, that sounds
We'd
so
go
nice.
Upstairs because they had a split level house.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
you walk in, it's like kind of the basement, and then you go up the stairs and it entered into their kitchen. And Mimi was always in there with her apron on.
Is Mimi
and
your grandmother?
Mimi was my grandmother. She would always she would drink one little glass of wine a day, and it was a little juice glass. And she'd keep it next to the sink.
Yeah.
And she had her stove was yellow. It was that old yellow color.
Okay, yep.
But I loved it because it had the big stove on the bottom.
Yep.
The big door and then the little door. It was the cutest little oven. It was like, and that's where she would make her biscuits and make bread and toast in the morning with a tiny little cookie sheet that fit right in there.
It's like your own easy bake oven.
It was so cute. So she was always cooking that. And she did rice and gravy, and her gravy is to die for, even though she put liver in it and we hated the liver, but we would scoop around it. And
like a piece of liver?
She would cut it up into small little pieces.
Oh,
and she loved liver. We were talking about it at Thanksgiving. We're like, this tastes just like Mimi's without the liver.
Oh, wow.
My aunt made it. And then she made dressing, which is like a stuffing, except it's like one big Pyrex container, and it is so good. And I took some friends with me to Thanksgiving this year, and I was like, isn't it the best? And they're like, I mean, it's fine. I'm like, you know, when you grow up with something, you love it.
It
reminds you.
There is.
So then we would go into her dining room, and we would sit and eat as a family. And then the kids had a kids' table.
Oh,
so
the
I remember getting big enough to go to the dining room table, and that was great.
That's
and
big.
Mimi would buy 6 presents for each grandchildren. So, and they were always our favorite gifts. Like, we knew if mom and dad said it's too expensive, we would be like, Mimi, Mimi, can you buy me this doll? This one doll I loved at the store called Moppets. I went in for like 3 years in a row, and the little doll was up above the cash register on the shelves. And I would go in there and just worship this doll. I was like, can I please hold her? They would take her off the shelf.
What kind of doll was it?
Like a little Madame Alexander doll, except big. It was bigger. Like, that's, you know, medium size, like a foot and a half or a foot.
Yeah.
And she was so beautiful. And she was wearing this pretty outfit with these patent leather little sandals. And Mimi finally, after like, I guess it's probably a year or 2 years going in that store and wanting it. Moppets was like one of those toy stores that had all the toys were beautiful.
Yeah.
Like one of those,
like
it was expensive. But everything was beautiful. And so it was like,
do you
paradise.
Have a picture with you and the doll?
Maybe somewhere.
I wonder if you still have the doll somewhere.
Do you have the doll somewhere?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably. My
that
mom
could be
saved
great
everything.
To
it'd be in the attic.
Hayden.
Wow. It'd be in the attic in a box.
That's
there's
kind of
so
cool.
much stuff up there. I dread going through all that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. How about you?
Let's
you see. Remember your favorite gift?
Favorite gift. I mean, I remember those Baby Alive gift. You know, those the dolls that were like, you'd feed them and they go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Wanted that.
They still have those.
They do.
Hayden loves them.
Yeah. I just remember, I mean, it was back then, this was the 70s, and it was like a little bottle, had some weird concoction in it that when you tipped it, it would like,
disappear.
You didn't see, it would disappear. Very strange. And then 1 year I wanted the Cabbage Patch doll. And I remember my dad, this was when it first came out and it was crazy. My dad waited in line for hours and hours to get me a Cabbage Patch doll.
Aww.
I still have it.
That is so
still have it.
What was his name?
Parents
they all come with a name and a birthday.
I don't remember the name, but I know that my mom still has it.
I think I still have mine.
What else? You know, there was 1 year that I wanted like a little play piano. I remember. Yeah, I just it's fun to look back on the pictures and see the big tree. It was our favorite time of year because my dad would put together this really, we had one of the very first artificial trees that was ever made in the United States because my dad's dad worked for Sears Roebuck at the time. So we definitely we had one of the very first artificial trees
too.
And it lasted for about 35 years.
Wow. Yeah.
So when I was a kid, I had this tree that he had as a boy. And a lot of the decorations he had kept for when he was a boy. And so, you know, opening these decorations every year, it just brings back like a flood of memories. And I still have the angel that is probably like, oh God, 80 years old now. And we don't open the box, but I still have it. And I open it up every year to just sort of like give me that sort of special Christmas spirit, you know,
absolutely.
And remember my dad and his family, because it really was a special time of year. My mom made the dressing, the stuffing with these herbs that she gets in Newfoundland, and she gets them every year. So when she makes stuffing, or she puts them
it
in,
tastes
it's delicious.
A certain way.
Yeah.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she makes Nanaimo squares, which is a very Canadian dessert that's got a graham crust, and then it's like a vanilla custard icing, and then on top of it is like chocolate that she melts on top. Delicious.
I'm looking them up. Ooh,
this
looks Nanaimo
so
squares.
Good.
Yeah.
So I never really thought about this before, but Canadian cuisine, like there must be certain things that are just
from Canada,
traditionally Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Like what
that.
Else?
Okay, poutine.
Oh, yeah, poutine. Yes, yeah,
that's a good very Quebecois dish.
Yeah,
a lot of meat pies come from Quebec.
French influence.
Very French influence. Yeah. So poutine is basically just French fries with a lot of brown gravy and cheese curds that are melted.
So good.
Yeah, they have them here in New York.
Yeah, but poutine, I think, is very Canadian. You're right.
Trying to think what else. Our maple syrup. I mean, that's something that I give as presents every year because our maple syrup is so good. Yeah, but Nanaimo Square certainly is something that is uniquely Canadian.
Next cookbook. Next cookbook, Carly.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, this is, I know that people are waking up on Christmas morning and in Santa has delivered a Fox and Friends cookbook.
Oh, yes. If Santa loves you, extra much. If you were extra good.
You're extra good this year.
Yeah, I really, honestly, I think it would make a great gift.
Yep.
For a Fox viewer, because
there's
it's more than
pictures.
A cookbook. It really is a cookbook slash picture book. Mm-hmm. And then before every recipe, there's like a little story about why the recipe is special to the person. So Ainsley has a story. Janice, you have two recipes in the book, your story as well. So I love the way it turned out. It would be a great gift. Yeah,
I think it's a brilliant idea to have a Fox and Friends.
Can I tell a funny story about what just happened? I won't say who did. Yeah. This happens to me a lot.
Oh, what?
Where I'll be in the green room or somewhere, you know, and I'll run into a guest or just a viewer, and they'll look at me and go, "Thank you so much for writing those children's books. I'm so glad you were born." Oh, man. So I've started just going, "You're welcome."
Sometimes you just got to go with it.
I said, "Did you tell him the truth?" She goes, "I didn't have the heart, but someone else did."
So,
and he came back to me.
So sweet.
That's okay. I'm just
Ainsley for a moment. I am a good representative.
Well,
that
is a compliment.
It's a compliment to me.
No.
I just go here. And, you know, Lexi or somebody's in the green room going,
Laughing in the background.
You're welcome.
Any New Year's resolutions, Carly?
Oh my gosh. Every year my New Year's resolution is to be better at remembering people's names.
Aww,
every year. So, you know, it just slips out of my mind.
It's okay.
And I remember, and this is just such a random shout out, but when I was working on I'm Miss in the Morning, you know Jim Nance, the sportscaster?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's got a brain of steel and he remembers everybody's names. And I was his assistant and no one... I mean, you should treat everybody the same.
You were Jim Nance's assistant?
No. I was Imus's assistant.
Oh.
Jim Nance was a guest.
Oh,
he was a guest.
Oh, I see.
And I remember after I met him once, he remembered my name the next time.
Wow.
And
Did you ask him how he remembers that?
No.
He just has one of those
But
brains.
It wasn't just me. It was the stage manager, Nat. Mm. It was some of the camera guys. I remember being so impressed with that. And it stuck with me to this day. I mean, this must have been 12 years ago, maybe even more. And I said, when he said my name, I said, "I am going to get better at names."
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that was, you know,
I think
14 years ago.
That you can, there are tricks out there. That
some people are just good at it. I think it takes a level of a certain type of brain and a level of intelligence.
My dad was in sales. So every time he left a customer, he had an index card for each of them, and he would write like what their grandchild's name was, what happened in their
Sean
life.
Sean does that in his iPhone.
It's so smart.
He does that. Yeah.
It's so smart. Mm-hmm. But I took a class in college where to help you remember, like they came to our sorority house. Who wants to take this memory class? Pay $150 and you can take it. It's like a few hours. I was like, I definitely need to learn names. So they said, whatever is the first thing that comes to your mind. Like if I remember a sorority sister's name is Katie, first thing that came to mind, there's a bug in South Carolina called Katydid.
Okay.
So I imagined a Katydid sitting on her shoulder.
Oh.
And I remembered her name. Now, I still try to do that now, and it just doesn't work.
Well, we meet a lot of people. Any New Year's resolutions?
For me, I need to try to, I mean, this is going to sound, it's important, but it's going to sound, it's not, anyway. I need to get in the Word more. I want to, I'm in a Bible study, but I want to actually be more disciplined and diligent about actually sitting down. I love to sit in front of my fire and just read the Bible a little bit, and that just centers me. And I want to do that. I'm also going to Last year I did damp January. I just drank on the weekends and didn't have anything during
damp
the week.
January. That is so awesome.
And honestly, loved it because I felt really good. My skin was really glowing. It was just better and healthier for me. And I mean, I didn't even drink that much on the weekend. So it was just like, I was proud of myself because this profession, as we know, is stressful and we're really busy. And so at the end of the day, to have a glass of wine.
Steve did dry January, remember that?
Yeah,
he did. A diet on the same time.
Yeah.
So
that's
man.
It. How about you?
No, I think healthier. That's the name of the game. You know, I'm getting, next year's going to be 54. So I just think it's important. I'm getting better at it. I'm getting better at, you know, I'm not an exercise crazed person, but I try to walk every day. I think it's important. I want to see my kids for as long as I can. And it does mean being conscious of what I put into my body. I mean, listen, we're always going to have our BLTs, right?
Yes,
in the morning.
We will.
Once in a while. But I think now more than ever, you know, Sean and I are both sort of realizing we're getting past the stage of just being able to put stuff into us and not worry about it. So I think that's the biggest
that's
one for me.
Good.
Just being healthy.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Well, my loves, thank you for, I mean, I can't believe it's another year.
I cannot.
Right?
I feel like we just did this last year. I remember doing this last year.
I feel like Brock was just born. Can you believe he's almost a year?
It's amazing.
Yeah, he is.
It goes by really quickly.
It does go by.
And Matthew's in high school.
Yes. Matthew is a freshman. I know.
How is he like in high school?
He loves it, actually. Good. He's a teenager. There are things that go along with that.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, I think the best thing is we've always said to him, we're here for you. We want to give you the best guidance we can. You're going to do some stuff. We all did. But the bottom line is, you know, we never want you to feel so scared that you can't come and talk to us.
That's such a good message.
Yeah. And that's really important. Listen, I want him to be on the right path, but I know that sometimes you're going to do things that your parents don't necessarily like. But if there's ever a moment that you are in trouble, you have to call us and, you know, and we'll deal with it. So grateful for those boys. My goodness, being a mom is the best thing in the whole wide world. And I know that we all share that.
Yeah, it really
so,
is. What a gift.
Merry Christmas. Merry
Christmas.
Both
Merry
of you.
Christmas to
I love you,
you guys.
Very much.
I love you
I look
so much.
Forward to amazing adventures next year.
It'll be great.
Right?
Can't wait.
All right.
Aww. Here's to another year.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We love you.
Cheers. Thank you, Carly and Ainsley, for joining me on this very special holiday edition of the Janice Dean Podcast. And thank you for all listening today. I know this is a busy time of year for everyone, so the fact that you made time for us means such a great deal. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone. I'm truly grateful for so many things, and you guys are just one of them.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.